Patrolman Charles J. Donahue, end of service, May 20th, 1902. On May 20th, 1902, Charles Wilson was in a house brutally assaulting a woman in the 1300 block of Watco Street. Patrolman Charles Donahue heard the commotion and entered the house. Wilson, a hardened criminal with many stays in prison under his belt, grabbed a beer bottle and struck Patrolman Charles Donahue in the head as he was attempting to arrest Wilson. The blow disoriented Patrolman Donahue, who struggled to gain his bearings. Donahue drew his pistol in the defense of his own life, but, half dazed, he had his revolver ripped from his hands. He fell to the ground, unable to resist. Wilson stood over him and fired the officer's service weapon into the officer's head, killing him instantly. As Donahue lay dead on the floor, his killer fled the city. Eventually, Wilson would be captured and made to pay for his crimes. Baltimore City police officers know that in every situation there is a weapon. Unfortunately, criminals also know that a weapon is always within reach if the attack on an officer is fast, unexpected, and brutal enough. Several more officers in the city's history would lose their lives as a result of being attacked and killed with their own weapons. Their deaths must serve as loud reminders to all officers of the ever-present dangers of police work.